I remember during the earthquake in 1964, when my mother was cooking for the Passover holiday, and as she was cooking, why, the earth shook, and of course, you know, we had the greatest recorded earthquake in the history of either the United States or of the earth. And all her cooking was already done when the electricity failed. And as I ran down the street with the blocks were torn up and the buildings were down, and I ran upstairs, and I ran upstairs to see how my mother was. And I find her in the kitchen upstairs, and she's got her hand on her cheek and she's shaking her head. My Pasadena dishes, my Pasadena dishes. They were all crushed on the floor of the kitchen. I said, "Mother, come outside." And across the street, all the buildings were 20 feet below the previous level of the ground. And she said, "Oh my goodness, is Daddy okay?" And prior to that, I had been standing out on the street corner, and I had watched my father go down to the athletic club to get a massage, and everybody had run out from the earthquake, all the bodybuilders and everything, and even the masseur had run out. And I went over to the masseur and I said, "Well, where's my father?" "Oh, last I saw him, he was sitting on the massage table." So I ran down the stairs and saw the lockers toppled over one another, and there's my father sitting on the massage table saying, "The son of a guns did it." Maybe he said something else, but, "The son of a guns did it. The son of a guns did it." I said, "What are you talking about?" He thought the Russians had dropped an atomic bomb.